Okay, now we discuss a general algorithm, which is the Metropolis algorithm, that is really a general purpose method to obtain Markov chains that have a given probability distribution as the equilibrium one. It can be applied to essentially any system, there are no limitations, and it's really the method that you should use whenever you have no idea of better algorithms. Of course, you pay a price in many problems, that the Metropolis algorithm is very easy to program, but in many cases not very efficient. So there is a lot of research to find the algorithms that are significantly faster than the Metropolis method. But the real advantage of the Metropolis method is that you can use it everywhere. There are really no limitations. So let's remind us of our general problem. We have a given state space S with a probability distribution pi, the equilibrium probability distribution pi, and we want to generate P, a transition matrix that has pi as equilibrium distribution. The Metropolis dynamics is based on two different steps. So now we discuss how to generate a single transition. So imagine that at time I, your system is in a point x. So xi is equal to x in our formalism. So we want to define point xi plus 1. So the position of the system at the time t equal I plus 1. So the Metropolis step consists in two different steps. The first one is the proposal. And then there is the acceptance. So first, we propose a configuration y, which in general is different from x, but there are also some cases in which you don't make this limitation, and you also take y equal x, but generically, it's most of the Metropolis algorithms propose y different from x, according to some proposal transition matrix. So the proposal transition matrix is again a transition matrix which enjoys all the properties that transition matrices have, so that for a given x, P0xy is a probability in y. So for given x, Pxy represents a probability in the variable y. So in this way, we generate a point y. The proposal matrix is arbitrary, is chosen by the programmer. It has nothing to do, in principle, with the probability pi. No relation with the probability that we want to use as equilibrium probability distribution. Now that we have made a proposal, then there is a second step, which consists in an acceptance rejection. So what it means that we have proposed a matrix, a new state y, and we accept this proposal y with a probability a of xy. Axy is called the acceptance matrix. If y is accepted, we set x I plus 1 equal to y. Otherwise, we set x I plus 1 equal to x. The acceptance matrix is not arbitrary. The physics, the method, the fact that the method gives the correct probability distribution as equilibrium distribution is due to the fact that A depends both on the proposal matrix and on the probability distribution pi. Of course, since it is a probability, it should satisfy the usual relations for probability, so A is a number between 0 and 1. Now we have given the two steps and we can just define what the transition matrix is. So what is the probability of going from x to y? So imagine that y is different from x. So the probability of going from x to y is the product of two different steps. Y should be proposed, and if it's proposed with a probability p0xy, And once it is proposed, it should be accepted. In our trivial algorithm for two spins, there were also two steps. The first step was just choosing one of the two spins, and then the acceptance was done with probability P. Here we have essentially the same idea. We make a proposal, P0XY, and then we accept it with probability AXY. So the transition matrix is the product of these two probabilities. While the probability of remaining in X is again obtained by difference, and of course PXX is the probability P0XX plus the sum over Y different from X of P0XY 1 minus AXY. Note that in most of the applications, and also in general, P0XX is taken to be zero. So you always propose to move the system. You don't propose to the system to remain in the same state. So in most of the applications, P0XX is zero. You never propose to remain in the same site. So now that we have defined our algorithm, we should verify the two basic conditions that we set each algorithm should satisfy. First, ergodicity. Ergodicity should be checked on a case-by-case, with a case-by-case analysis. There is a necessary condition for ergodicity, and it is that the proposal should be ergodic. You should propose, whenever you do proposal, you should be able to move in the whole space, in the whole state space. So the proposal matrix should correspond to an ergodic Markov chain. But then you should verify that P also is ergodic, and it's not sufficient that P0 is ergodic for that. Whenever your variables, your state space is continuous, like for a gas, the state space is a continuous state space, because of course the coordinates are continuous variables, there is usually no problem. But whenever you have a discrete state space, in that case, sometimes verifying ergodicity is a subtle problem. So you should be careful to choose an ergodic algorithm. They should verify in each case, whenever you know what the state space is and your detailed algorithm is. Now let's go to the second condition. The second condition is that the algorithm should satisfy the stationarity condition. To define the Metropolis algorithm, one does not enforce the stationarity condition, but rather the detailed balance. So the detailed balance, once you use our definition of P, becomes the equation which is in the middle of page 3, Px P0 xy axy is equal to pi y py x0 a y x. So we have this equation that we should satisfy, and we should distinguish several different cases. First, consider two points x, y, such that there are no proposed transitions from x to y. So P0XY and P0YX are both zero. In this case, the detailed balance condition is already satisfied. There is nothing to do. So then we go to case two. In this case, imagine that we do not propose a move from X to Y, but we propose a move from Y to X. In this case, we should set A, Y, X. The idea is that if the system never goes from X to Y, then it should not go from Y to X. This is the detailed balance condition, it's the reversibility. So if you don't go in one direction, you should not go in the opposite direction. And of course, if PXY, P0XY is greater than zero, then you should set AXY equal to 0. This is condition 2. In many applications, P0 is symmetric, and if it is symmetric, case 2 never occurs. The interesting case is case 3, the case in which we propose to go from x to y and from y to x. Then the detailed balance can be written in this way, that the ratio between AXY and AYX is a function of pi's and p0's, which is written at the end of page 3. Note that the right-hand side is completely known, because p0 is chosen by the programmer, so it's known by definition. Pi, as we said, is known because in our applications we know the equilibrium distribution. So the right-hand side is completely known for each pair of points x and y. So we define a matrix Rxy, which is the right-hand side, which is a known matrix, which satisfies an easy property, easy to prove, that Rxy is equal to the inverse of Ryx. It's enough that you replace x and y in the expression at the top of page 4 to verify this relation, which plays a role in our proof. So the problem is the following. If we want to ensure the detailed balance condition, we should determine an acceptance matrix AXY that satisfies this equation, that the ratio between AXY and AYX is equal to RXY. There are many solutions to this equation. The Metropolis choice consists in taking AXY equal to the minimum of 1 and RXY. Note that R is positive and there is a minimum, so AXY satisfies the necessary condition that it should be larger or equal to 0 and less or equal to 1. It should be a probability, so it should belong to the interval 0, 1, and because of the minimum here, it can never exceed 1. And moreover, R is positive, so it cannot be negative. So it's really a probability with this definition. Now we should check that this AXY, the minimum of 1 RXY, satisfies our equation. This is done in page 5. We distinguish two cases. So first case, suppose that RXY is larger than 1. Rxy is not a probability, so it could be larger than 1. So imagine that Rxy is larger than 1. Ryx is the inverse, and so it's necessarily less than 1. So we have Axy is equal to 1, because Rxy is larger than 1, so when you take the minimum, you get 1. While AYX is equal to RYX, because RYX is less than 1, because, and then when you take the minimum, you get RYX. You take the ratio of AXY and AYX. This is equal to 1 over RYX. But then we use the property of R to rewrite it as RXY. So we have proved that the Metropolis choice is a solution of the equation when Rxy is larger than 1. Then we go to case 2. Case 2 consists instead in the case in which Rxy is less than 1. In this case, Ryx, which is the inverse, is larger than 1. So what we have? Axy, we take the minimum of 1 and Rxy, and it is Rxy, because Rxy is less than 1. So Axy is equal to Rxy, while Ayx is equal to 1, because Ryx is larger than 1. We take the ratio and we immediately obtain that the ratio is equal to rxy. So again, we have proved that our choice of A satisfies the equation for A. As I said, there are several, there is an infinite number of solutions of the detailed balance condition of the equation for the A's. What we want to show at page 6 is that the Metropolis choice is the optimal one, in the sense that it's the one that gives you the largest acceptance probability. And this is, of course, what you want. You want to accept the move as much as possible. So let's rewrite the equation as Axy equal to Rxy multiplied by Ayx. So we have moved Ayx from the left-hand side to the right-hand side. And now we do a simple observation that Rxy Ayx is less or equal than Rxy simply because Ayx is less or equal than 1. So we know that Ixy is certainly less than Rxy, or at most equal. Moreover, of course, A is a probability, so it should be less than 1. So A should be less than R, should be less than 1, and this means that A should be less than the minimum of 1 and R. And of course, the Metropolis choice is the equality. So this means the Metropolis choice is the optimal choice for this problem.